Today, on Random Thoughts, we are going to examine the disease that has plagued many a parent throughout the life of human existence. As they take their children to school, this disease is known by many as parking lot itis, where they have trouble navigating the spaces and those parking lot attendants with the stop signs that fail to navigate them as they get the rats across the street into their cars. It is going to be an examination on episode 22.
And yes, it's back to school time.
All right, guys, we're talking about back to school, and this happens a lot because I have kids and I drop them off. It drives me fucking crazy that these guys cannot navigate the parking lot. They don't know how to take turns getting in and out of the parking lot, and the people that they hire to manage the parking lot are fucking retarded. They don't know when to let cars through, not to let cars through. And the police allow the illegal parking, the double parking, the triple parking. There's parents that go in between the spaces and block you so you can't get out so they can pick up their fucking kids.
They will stop and block entire fucking streets.
Yes.
From street light or stop sign to stop sign.
Yes. And then they also have this weird fucking habit of parking their car, blocking someone, and then walking all the way across the fucking parking lot to pick some of them up.
This is true.
And then walking all the way back, and you're stuck behind that car waiting while the doors are...
This is true.
You know, sometimes I see the doors are open. Fucking, I feel like getting into their car and just moving it, and then getting back in my car. That's what I feel like doing. It's just... It's back to school. You know, the rats are back. They sent them away for about 3 months, and it was all cool. And now they're back.
Okay. I want to know how it is that when your kid goes back to school,
everybody
the intelligence
up?
Level of the parent suddenly goes down.
I was trying to be respectful. That's all right.
I'm not.
I just called it a disease.
No. Okay. Sure, we'll call it a disease, a virus. It lays dormant until the time it's until September-ish, yes. August comes around,
yes.
And it fucking awakens again.
Yeah.
Listen, there's no reason to stop people
even
from
intersections
traveling, doing
with
their jobs.
Lights get fucked up.
I'm telling you, it's fucking bad all the time. And these people you're talking about with stop signs, like, you know, that work for the schools trying to manage the situation, aren't fucking managing shit. Listen,
they never do.
They need to, you know what they need to do? They need to go out there. This is what they need to do. They need to have a rolling fucking display, LED rolling display wall, something with a fucking timer. And there's a place that each car comes up to with a line with a goddamn laser that goes, okay, next car. And you got fucking 5 seconds. Get your fucking kids in the car. Move on. That's it.
But dude, but there's
that's it. It's like a drive-thru. Listen.
But there's even parents that park and their fucking kid can't get out of the classroom. I don't understand what the hell. You're going home. Get out of the fucking class and get your ass in the car.
I don't get it.
It doesn't work out.
But what kids don't realize, adults have things to do. And I can understand that. But then once they get the car, they're fucking lollygagging. They're fucking, you know, having a fucking, you know, it's like, oh, the meeting of the minds. And what did you do for school today, child? And this, look, get the fucking backpack. Get the fucking Chromebook
fuck
or whatever you're using. Throw it in the fucking car. Put the kid in the goddamn seat and get the fuck on. Okay?
I'm trying to get around through town
doing my fucking job.
They get
and I gotta
out of
wait.
The car and then wait. Go talk to somebody and leave the car.
I've seen that too.
It's like those fucking bitches who leave the shopping cart down the aisle and go 3 aisles over.
I had to literally, I'm honking because like I'm in this lane to turn and everyone's just sitting there. It's fucking green. What are we doing? Right? It's fucking green. And I know, okay, maybe I should be smart enough not to drive down a certain street by a school at a certain time. Fine. Okay, put that on me. But that doesn't excuse everybody from suddenly being so fucking stupid that
you feel that because you got to pick your child up,
you inconvenience everybody else's fucking travel. Fuck that. Get going. And here's another thing that I don't understand.
And those are the same fucking parents that get pissed at the school bus.
Yeah.
When the stop sign opens up and people drive past, they'll jump out of the car and throw a fit.
Of course.
But they're the same fucking people that'll block three lanes of traffic and just to go get their kid.
These are the same fucks. These are the same fucks that when they go through the drive-thru, a drive-thru is supposed to be, you know what
you
the fuck
need
you
more
want.
Energy. You need sparkling ice with caffeine.
Is that our commercial? Are you cutting me off for a commercial? I'll come back to it. So
yes, we are.
On Random Thoughts with Manuel and George, we fully endorse sparkling ice, even though they don't fucking endorse us. But you know what? The stuff's still great.
We
so
will submit the form eventually.
We're going to make this happen. So anyway.
All right. It's not sparkling. It's a, hold on. It's
sparkling ice.
It's Talking Rain Beverages, man. Got to get that right. Oh. This is just a brand name.
Oh.
So we are trying to get the attention of Talking Rain.
Excuse me. Sparkling ice. Plus caffeine.
Yes.
Brought to you by...
Blue raspberries, the best flavor they have.
You said that last time.
I know, and I'm going
to
keep saying
it. Let me get back to the fucking parents. You're sidetracking me here. So these are the same fucks that go through the drive-thru. Okay, now, drive-thrus are supposed to be, you know what you want, in and out, you're on the way. It's not for you to fucking pull up, get on the phone, call 20 other fucking people, and start ordering your fucking party tray.
Yeah,
you're going to do that, go into the goddamn store... Or wherever you're ordering from, put the order in and wait like every other fucking decent human being.
Dude,
all right?
We're talking about McDonald's already. Let's do this.
Okay, I'm just saying, these are the same people. The same people that decide because they have to pick up their child, you should be inconvenienced and wait for 2 hours to pick your child up. And on top of that, fuck everybody else who's driving on their way to work or doing work or just has shit to do.
Look, you clearly had a bad experience.
Dude, it's ridiculous. And you're a parent, so you understand where I'm coming from, and you're also frustrated by the situation.
You can even get there early and get fucked over. It doesn't even matter what time you show up.
Listen, you're smart enough to get there early, right? You're like, okay,
yeah, but there's always that one
spot.
Yeah, but there's always that one fucking jackass that still parks in the center early
and blocks you
and blocks the lanes and doesn't move his car.
And then you're the good guy. You're like, look,
and you're sitting there going, what the fuck?
I'm gonna move
dude?
This along. I'm gonna get my kid in the car. And then you try to take off and fuck ass is sitting in front of you. And then you're stuck
kid,
for 20 minutes.
Because his kid is too stupid to find the exit. And he's still sitting on the campus.
I don't want to call kids stupid, but.
Well, he is. He's still stuck there.
I don't know.
How the fuck do you not find the exit?
Plan accordingly, right?
No, and that's the other thing. We've talked about parenting so much on this show. And I'm still going to bash them. Teach your kids how to fucking prioritize and get the fuck out and all that.
Right.
Because there are kids that'll get lost on campus before they end
up. It's like those fucking guys. It's like those fucking guys in work's over. They don't know how to leave. They want to still hang out and talk to their butt. Like, asshole, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Okay. You can call your buddies after you get, you know, you get to your house, crack your beer or whatever. Get the fuck out the building. It's time to leave. It's time to fucking go. Nobody wants to sit around and wait for you to leave so they can lock the door and close off the lights. Get the fuck on.
This is episode 22, correct?
This is episode 22.
Welcome
to Random Thoughts, episode 22 with Manuel and George. I'm George. He's Manuel. Okay.
Yes.
So
okay.
The fucking guys. So same. These are the same people that do the drive-through thing, right?
Yes.
Now answer this. As a parent. I don't see your patterns or what you do in life change much, okay? Can you tell me how it is that in the summer, suddenly the streets are fucking clear, there's no traffic. Do people just stop working and stay at home? Because once school comes on, all of a sudden, the traffic is insane no matter where you go, on the highways, on the fucking, you know, the streets through the towns. No matter where you go, it's just backed up traffic all day long. Now, is this because the parents who don't actually work suddenly go, well, since I'm out dropping my kid off, I might as well go fucking window shopping, do my nails, buy my fucking drinks, whatever the fuck they do, shop for food. Is that what happens? Is that why this phenomenon happens? Like why traffic is suddenly zero in the summer and then when school comes on, everyone suddenly feels they have to be out?
The traffic is still there. It's just moving location.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
So does everybody else not work? So you're saying everybody takes vacations for 3 fucking months?
So
everybody.
You're throwing your kids.
Because I know you can't do that.
No. When you're throwing your kids at the school, that section will get, you know, it's traffic and crowded. When school is out, that traffic will move to the grocery store. It'll move to the, you know, park or whatever the fuck it is. You know, the vacation center, wherever they're sending the rats.
Okay.
And I keep calling them rats because they are. Because in the show...
Are your kids rats?
No, my kids are angels. My kids are God's gift to humanity. These things are completely
damn
different.
Damn straight.
These things are... I don't know what they are. They, like, go away, and then they come back entitled, and then they... Especially the juniors and seniors who drive the high school kids.
Yeah.
They become triple entitled, and they fucking believe that they can double park everywhere in the parking lot. They can walk around with their bags. They can be a nuisance.
Well... Okay, so you think the traffic just goes elsewhere?
It just goes elsewhere.
I've noticed because...
It just gets
okay,
more...
Okay, nature of my job and your job.
It gets more concentrated when school
but,
starts.
But you drive around a lot, like yeah. I do, and you don't notice that? Because I do, because when I drive around doing service, doing whatever the fuck I'm doing, I notice the roads seem to open up during the summertime. And,
well, yeah,
and maybe you're right. Maybe they're taking vacations, but yeah. The reality is the whole family takes a three-month vacation. I mean, you get fired. You can't do that.
No, the mother will drop the kids somewhere. And then get them later.
What kind of bullshit is that?
Well,
if you're a working mama, okay, that makes sense.
No,
it happens.
It happens.
I get it.
Or if you're in high school and you drive your own car, you're fucking gone all the time. You don't come back. You're just, that's it.
But it still doesn't excuse the stupidity, though.
Look, they get dumber when they come back, and then eventually
I don't understand.
It levels
okay,
off.
So you're saying the traffic goes elsewhere. Okay, fine.
It eventually levels off. About the middle of the year.
Let's say you're right. I don't experience it, but let's say you're right. Even then, it doesn't get to the level of how it is when you go back to school where everybody suddenly doesn't know how to stop, turn, get on with their lives, and they feel that it's the right, they have the right to inconvenience everybody else that has to get where they need to go.
Well, my theory is it's kind of like sports teams.
Yeah.
When you come back from camp, you got to practice and get better.
But they practice the whole fucking year. It's just ridiculous.
But when the games count, you find out how well they practiced.
Listen.
That's kind of my analogy.
I'm going to go back to this. We need a line. We need a fucking laser to detect the car. We need a sign. Your fucking timer starts 20 seconds. If you're kidding
in
that fucking car.
You need a cement wall in the back to shove the car forward.
I'm just, pretty much. If your time's up and that kid ain't in the car, you got to keep going and loop all the way fucking back. And that's your fucking problem. That's what they need to do. Going to punish these assholes who think it's okay to fucking inconvenience everybody else because you can't get your shit together or you can't communicate with your kid, hey, when it's time to go, let's fucking get out of here.
Well, I mean, to be honest, all schools need to do better in how to police it. Like, you can't have cars parking down the middle of the parking lot, blocking people parked in spaces.
Well, and to your point.
Those fucking cars need to be in a line in the back.
Right, and to your point, here's the deal. You know, schools buy all of this land that they don't even utilize, right? They just hold on to it in case they have to expand. But they never do shit with the parking lots. The parking lots are always these tiny little fucking slabs of concrete or asphalt compared to the rest of school. Okay, so if you have a big high school and you got 2,000 students, for example,
but you know,
how do you expect all your parents to pick up all 2,000 students on this tiny fucking strip of asphalt and expect there wouldn't be traffic jams? Now, that still doesn't excuse the stupidity of the drivers. I'm still not going to let that go.
No, you can't.
But I do agree with what you're saying as far as the schools need to do better in managing.
Yeah, they do.
Traffic.
I mean, they have a bus lane. A lot of schools will have a bus lane.
Absolutely, and you can't enter it.
But that is the only fucking area that they are on top of. You
of
can't
course.
Put your car here.
Yep, can't block
but
the buses.
But you can double, triple, and quadruple park and everywhere else. You can park in red zones, all that shit. And it's also the only time of the day where the cops will not write a ticket.
Dude, and it takes almost 2 hours when that bell rings. Almost 2 hours to get all the kids picked up out of school.
Just to
like
get the
it's fucking ridiculous.
Just to get the area clear.
Yeah.
It's at least 3 hours. The extra hour
in
after
its entirety.
That, yeah, entirety. Yeah. Because now the teachers get to leave.
Oh yeah, well, we're just talking about the students, but yes, you're right. Like for all
the
staff.
Yeah, the teachers are fucking hostage for at least a couple hours.
Of course.
Which is
they are hot. Like they can't. You don't want to deal with that shit.
No. But it's fucking dumb, dude. We know how to fix it, but they don't want to fix it.
All right.
It's too much work.
So plan your pickup. Talk to your fucking kid. Get them to realize it's time to go. When you go through the drive-thru, motherfuckers, I know you're the same people. Know what you want before you get in there, all right? Stop calling your 20 fucking friends to order your dinner, your party trays, and all that bullshit. Do it correctly. Stop inconveniencing
and
everyone
that,
else.
Look, on that note right there.
I'm about to blow up. Go for it.
On that note.
Ah! Let's go.
On that fucking note, McDonald's, little PSA.
Yeah.
Get your app to work. I'm fucking tired of that shit. I really am.
You use the app?
No, somebody else uses the app.
Oh.
I got
someone we won't name.
Yes. I was sent a couple times with this shit with the app, and you go through the drive-thru and they ask for a code and shit.
Hold on. Let me ask you real quick before you keep. So you order ahead on the app?
Yeah, okay. And you pay for it.
Got it.
And they give you this little.
And then they scan or.
No, they give you a, you know, 1912 is your code.
Oh,
so
all
then
right,
you go
right,
to the drive-thru,
right.
Or using the app, you say, yeah, what's the code 1912? Then you verify the name, whatever. There's two times I went through the drive-thru, right? Give the code, and they say, your order's not here.
That would annoy me, dude. That would annoy me.
All right, so I would drive back around, get into the restaurant, and
hold on. Sparkling ice.
Yes.
Blue raspberry.
Zero sugar. It also has a good source of vitamins B6, B12, and E. It's a 70 milligrams of caffeine. It's the equivalent to 8 ounces of coffee. It is 5 calories, no fat, no sodium, no carbs, no protein. Wait, it's an energy drink. It does have a good significant source of dietary fiber. So this could
help.
If you do drink 3 of these,
you could clear your bowels.
Yes, but you have to drink at least 3.
I'm sure they didn't want me to say it that way, but...
Well, that's what it does. It's got 2.5 milligrams of vitamin E per can for antioxidants. It'll clear out your system in that sense. Fairly healthy beverage.
Are you sure you're not getting paid behind my back?
But I will say that it does have a sugar substitute called sucralose. That's what they use for the sweetener.
And just so everyone's clear, we're all about full disclosure, by the way.
Oh, yes. Which?
Full disclosure.
Sure.
Sure. You must know that there's sucralose.
Sucralose.
You got to know there's a fake fucking sweetener in here, all right?
Yes. It is also a sweetener that has been linked to kidney failure.
Yeah. This is where it goes south. All right. Lost that endorsement.
Honestly, I'm not sure if it does. I was just talking shit. But.
So what you were saying earlier.
So anyway.
The app.
So
the McDonald's app.
No, so I go back in. They have to like research the names and stuff and emails and all that. It's a whole fucking deal. Once they couldn't find it at all, and they made it anyway, and I had to wait extra time, and the second one took a while to find the email. So, being a proactive guy that I am, the third time I was like, fuck that shit. I'm going inside to see if it even exists.
Right.
I go inside and I was like, I just want to know if you have this order. If you do, I'll go pick it up the way I'm supposed to. This is why I think these guys get punched in the face at the counter. This is why I think these videos are showing up, you know, where the customer
People are beating up the fast food workers.
Yeah, yeah, because of shit like this. I say, you know, do you have it? Well, what's the code? Types in the code. He goes, it's not in the system. But let me go check with the manager and I'll get back with you. I said, I just want to know if it's here. He fucks off and he doesn't come back. He has a chuckle session with the manager, and then they both disappear. And I'm standing there for 15 minutes. Now I understand why they get slapped in the face.
And what's fucked is the app, you pay ahead of time. So they already got your money.
Yeah, the company already has my money. So I'm sitting there, just sitting there. This one girl passes me 5 times. And on the 5th time, she goes, what are you here for? I was like, well, I'm waiting for this fucking guy to get back to me. That guy right there took off. He never came back. I don't know if I just want to know if my order's here. If it's here, I'll go get it. You know, however I'm supposed to get it. She goes and she looks at it. She goes, oh, it's not in the system. But let me go check the other computer in the drive-thru. She checks the drive-thru one and she goes, okay, this code is there. So drive around, tell them your code, whatever. I drive around, which is dumb as shit because at the end, it'll be more irritating how this ends. I drive around. I give them the code. They say, are you Megan? I said, there's no fucking Megan here. It's, you know, X, you know. And they go, oh, okay. Well, we have it under this email. Right. But there's no one named Megan on this email. So I don't know what we're doing. I go all the way around, get to the end, and the guy goes, so what did you order? I was like, are we really fucking doing this? He just looks at my face. I'm like, okay, really? The chicken sandwiches and shit? You know what the fuck's in there. He just literally sits there and he shoves the food at me. And he goes, I'll see you, you know, good day, whatever. What makes it funny is that fucking food was made and sitting there the whole time. So rather than just give me the food, she makes me drive all the fucking way around to have that guy be a dick.
Fucking asshat.
Can I give you two guys a friendly piece of advice, okay? Yeah. Don't ever go up to the drive-thru, okay? Always walk up to the counter. You know why? Okay, okay, okay. to say. Okay. They fuck you at the drive-thru, okay? Yeah. They fuck you at the drive-thru.
McDonald's, fix your shit. Fucking and I understand why you all get hit in the face because of shit like that.
Why was a guy so upset and had to shove the food at you, though? For you actually just going through the process?
What? Because of what I said.
Because you said...
Are we seriously doing this? Yeah. It's a couple chicken sandwiches.
So fuck him. Why is he getting mad?
Because I'm being an...
But he also came at you like,
jerk.
So what'd you order?
Does it matter? Yeah. What I mean is, what made it dumb...
That would piss me off because, like, what do you mean, so what did I order? You mean in this whole fucking one-hour process, you already had food here that you probably could have deduced, Mr. fucking Sherlock here, that, the shit sitting here might belong to the guy who keeps inquiring about said order that we don't know...
Exists. Yeah.
And at the end, he gets upset about it.
Yeah, because I... Yeah.
I would have threw it back and I'd say, fucking shit's cold. Cook me another, asshole. Fuck you.
But what made it dumb is the beginning. All it would have taken was not even 60 seconds of his fucking time. Just go find out and say, oh, we have it. It's in the system. Drive around. Or no, we don't. We'll make it. But he doesn't do any of that. He just fucking disappears. He does not come back.
You're expecting IQs above 60? And unfortunately, that is not always the case. And I don't mean that derogatorily towards everyone that works at a McDonald's. Because
just fast food in general.
Everyone works at a McDonald's or a fast food for different reasons. It could be extra side cash. It could be whatever. Doesn't mean everyone there is stupid. But you do experience stupid people kind of consistently at these places. I had one this morning at a fucking Starbucks. I don't use the fucking apps. I know what I want. Drive in. I'm early, right?
Oh, but that's another thing. I don't use apps. I don't use coupons.
I don't either.
I'm not going to fight you for quarters.
Look, I'm old school. I tell you what the fuck I want. You fucking make it. I pay you when you fucking give me the item, right? That's just how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like they're just barely opening. I think it's like 4:50 in the morning, wherever the fuck it is. I'm getting in here. And I'm going to preface this. 4:50 in the morning. There's one car ahead of me. One car behind that guy, who is me? There ain't shit behind me. Okay. So with that being said, said car travels up. That guy's kind of done, right? I get in line. What can I get for you? How can I help you? That whole spiel. I'm like, I already know what I want because I'm responsible, right? Before I even get to the fucking thing, I'm looking at the billboard going, yeah, that sounds good today. So I'm over here going, I'll have a fucking, grande pumpkin cream. Sounds good. It's holiday-ish. Haven't had one yet.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, I felt like a cold coffee today. I don't know why, but I did.
Okay.
I go up there. Lady is like, hi, that'll be whatever dollar amount. I give her my card. She fucking charges it. Gives it back to me. I'm sitting here. All right. I can see a few seconds. I don't know. 1 minute, 2 minute, 3. I was sitting there for about 5 minutes. Like I said, no other cars around. Okay. I showed up right before they opened. There's no one fucking there. There's no one inside because you can see through the window, right? You can see through the window.
I take it you didn't get your thing until they opened.
So 5 minutes goes by. And she's looking at me because I'm looking inside. I'm giving her the whole fucking, you know, the mob eye, you know, how it droops down sideways face, like fucking for real? Like, what's up? She finally comes back. Okay, here you are. Have a good day. And I put my hand out. I grab this thing. I look over, and I just leave it there in the air. And she's like, did you or what? What's the matter? I'm like, what is this? And she's like, oh, you didn't order caramel frappuccino? I'm like, you're the only one here. I'm the only other car. I ordered a punch. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. Takes the fucking drink back. Gives the fucking thing out to charge my card again. I didn't charge you for the correct drink. So I'm going to charge you for this one, but I'm going to refund you for the other. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? Okay. After she does that, 1 minute, 2 fucking minutes, 3 minutes. Bro, I was sitting here for... Almost, not lying, almost 20 minutes to get a fucking coffee. It wasn't even a giant one. It wasn't some extra fucking no sugar, half calf, fucking D, whatever, extra cream whip, whatever, with a fucking ancient fucking cow from India. None of that shit. It was a fucking standard, cold brew pumpkin cream.
Did you get a note for your being late to work?
I probably should have, because I'm not going to lie. I made it there right on time to get the fucking, get the meeting done in the morning, because we start early as fuck, right? Dude, what the fuck is going on, man? Hey. What is going on? Look, from parents that don't suddenly know how to drive and handle their fucking families and kids during school,
to
fucking McDonald's apps not working, to Starbucks fucking ditzes. Like, what are we doing? Is it that hard? Is it that fucking hard? Is it?
Hey, we've talked. Is it? We've covered this at various points.
I know, but
people are not interested in working anymore. It is what it is.
Then don't fucking show up and inconvenience me. Look, if you can't fucking get grande fucking cold brew pumpkin fucking whatever, listen, if I even just tell you I'll take a grande fucking coffee and you hand me a frappuccino, look, those hamsters aren't running in your brain. Those are two different fucking things. Okay? Two different things made two different ways with totally different ingredients. One is just fucking drip coffee. The other one is a bunch of bullshit you throw in a blender. All right? How do you fuck that up?
I'm laughing so hard because it's the only order on the menu.
And then out of your day, right?
It's the only
order. It was
order.
The only fucking thing in their system. I was really surprised. I wanted to go off so bad, but I was like, I ain't got any more time for this shit. I just got to get out of here. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe
what
it.
What the fuck?
I couldn't believe. Listen, one car ahead. I'm the next. No one behind me. No one else in front. No one in the fucking parking lot.
It makes you wonder what the first guy got.
I don't know, but that one went through perfectly fine from what I could tell, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. And then the guy in the McDonald's has the fucking balls to throw the food at you for shit that's been sitting there for an hour. You were inside, outside, inside, talking to this person, that person, and then this whole time they had food sitting there that they knew went to somebody, but they didn't know where it went. I mean, come on, motherfucker. Do math. 2 + 2 is what? 4? 1 + 1 is 2. Like, it's simple. Let's do simple shit. Let's do simple shit. It's okay, let me do this. If I put one apple here and another apple here, how many apples you got? You know
keep
what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Keep it simple, stupid. That's it.
Straight up.
Look, I got nothing, dude. It is what it is. All I'm going to say is I understand why those videos exist now. I do. Because this is not the first time. I've even gone through like a Taco Bell and I would go in and I would do the order on the fucking computer. And then I'd be there for a half hour, and I'm the only one standing there. And I'm like, it's the only tag. I see it. It's right there on your fucking dial.
That's even worse than the drive-thru, because you can literally see. Like, you're right there, and you see the board, the little thing that holds the tags, and you're like, you see the one fucking order.
One fucking tag. It's
me. In the drive-thru, you can't tell, right?
No.
Well, in my case, I can tell. Because
no, but you can see the numbers.
But in your case, you're like, you're right there. You're right there. It's like,
I already know. I'm number 220, and it's still there.
You're like, it's the one. It's that,
like,
one there.
I feel like I'm getting fucked, like I'm at the DMV. It's like, it's right there.
Oh, those are the worst. Those are the worst. Dude. I did have a good experience in, if you live in California, Central Valley, in Sonora. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag here, but the guys in Sonora at the DMV, they don't fuck around, man. In, out, bam, bang, let's go.
Oh, shit.
They got their shit down.
Well, I should go there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, now everybody fucking knows. I probably shouldn't have said that. Yeah, but, hey, look, you take a day off. Go there, go downtown, whatever. It's a nice drive. I mean, you go there for
I've been there
and shit.
Yeah. I was fucking, even Dunkin' Donuts fucking annoyed me. I go there and I just like, I would like, two dozen donut holes. That's it.
Straightforward. That's fucking straight. Okay. What happened?
And then it's what kind? Because I know they have 5 or 6 different, flavors.
I didn't know that. How many different donut holes they have?
They got regular, chocolate.
Are these filled, like chocolate filled or,
no,
or
just,
chocolate
no,
dough?
No, just chocolate dough. So it's regular chocolate, Boston cream.
Wonder how that tastes.
And powdered and then sprinkled. Like, they really fucking, blueberries, another one. Like,
so they're basically making you a donut, but round.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Kind of makes sense. It's not, when I think donut hole, I just think it's literally... It's literally supposed to be the punched out dough from the hole.
From
then,
the middle, and then they roll
it. And then they just
it.
Roll yeah, it into yeah. a ball, and then it's just a simple glaze, right?
Yeah, we were getting way too deep on this, but...
You know, I'm sorry, man.
I
want to understand. Okay. I want to understand.
But it's right, get back it's, to your story. It's sorry. What made it irritating is I wanted regular donut holes. If I wanted the other shit, I would say it, right? So I said, I just want 2 dozen regular donuts, just 2 dozen. Well, what flavor? Just that one, the regular one.
You said regular donut holes?
Yeah, I said right there. Why the fuck do I want chocolate? But I only want this one. It's like, well, we have different flavors. I didn't know what you want. Yeah, right there.
So well,
it's kind of like when I'm at Subway. It's like, that's it. That's
so
all
you were inside and you pointed inside, exactly what you wanted.
I want 2 dozen of those.
2 dozen of those.
That's it.
And you even said regular.
And I said, and then what flavor? What the fuck do you mean?
So you said regular donut holes.
It doesn't even matter if I said regular.
No, I'm just saying you said it though.
I said I would like 2 dozen.
And then
of
he still
regular.
Asks you which one.
No, you know what I've noticed? The IQ.
That's like when you ask for like you're buying a car. I want a blue car. And then you go to pick it up and they give you a black one. You're like,
are you dumb?
What the fuck is this?
You know what I've noticed? Now I don't want to. I know.
No, you do want to.
I
today
do.
We are.
Oh yes.
Today we are.
I know. I know women are going to take this the wrong way, but I've noticed that in the work space,
yeah,
the ones that inquire or ask a bunch of questions are the women. It is unbelievable. Like,
well,
you go. I want that one. Well, which one? Just that one. Well, we have four flavors. I only said I want that one. Why are you asking me again?
I have a theory on that.
Or like in your case with the I only hear what I want to hear coffee. And then
I have a theory on that.
Like
I do. It's okay. So you say maybe they hear what they want. I think what it is women by nature like to engage in conversation and try to be social, right? So they always want more okay. explanation, more interaction. See, men are simple. Look, we do the job. You tell us what you want. That's it. Okay, fuck. You want this wall painted white? Here you go, white. You get a woman, you ask them to paint it white. Well, technically, there's 25 different shades of white. We got ivory. We've got... It's like, hold on. I said white. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they're I think they're just more detail-oriented. And they want to make sure that it's exactly what you want. Even though, as a guy, you and I, we're like, in our mind, we already know what we want. Like, what we told you, that's what we want.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no, I didn't say I wanted fucking, you know, chartreuse or whatever fucking color. I said, yeah, you know, I said white. Or I said red. Or blue. That's it.
It's
the same thing with the donut hole. They couldn't comprehend that someone would come in and just order
one
regular
flavor.
Donut hole.
Yeah.
Which is literally regular donut hole.
I also get this shit at Subway. And I've talked about this 100 times. I don't understand this shit. I want lettuce, tomato, onion, mayonnaise, done.
That's pretty specific.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they'll go and they'll do that and they'll go, would you like peppers? I didn't fucking ask you for peppers. I lettuce, tomato, onion.
That happens to be a lot too when I order sandwiches.
Fucking mayonnaise. Put the meat and the cheese. We're good. Do you want it toasted? I didn't say I wanted it toasted. I only want this. And that goes on all the time. And most of that shit generally happens with if it's a woman behind the counter. It's like, I'm not here to engage in a fucking novel with you. Lettuce, tomato, onion, mayonnaise, meat, cheese.
Again, I think it's just, I think women just think more detail.
What details do you fucking need?
I just think they think more about detail and options, for
it's
example.
Like today was even dumber. It's like,
okay, when you're with your wife, or if I'm with my wife, for example, if we go shopping, right, you and I would be like, I like that black chair. But the wife's going to be like, well, I like the black chair too. And then you're walking around fucking 5 seconds later. Did you like the legs on it though? They break it down like that. Well, I don't know if I like the square. I like the rounded. And you think the back might be too? I was like, all right. The chair was comfortable. It was fine. Perfect how I liked it. The black chair. And now they throw all this other shit in your head. Now you don't even know what you want anymore. You're like, well, maybe you're right. Maybe I do want that soft suede fabric with the high back and the fucking rounded. You know, now that you say it, and then you're confused.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with a sandwich. Like, you come in, hey, look, ham, cheese, fucking sourdough. Let's go. Well, I know that's what you ordered, but pickles are amazing on it. And then you can't forego the tomato, I swear to God. And you're like, well, I want ham and cheese. No, okay. And then they start making it, and they go, but peppers? Like, what the fuck, pep? And then by the time they get to the thing, like, you know what? I think I want you to throw those pickles and onions on that bitch. You know, and why didn't you toast it? You know, why are you asking me? You should have just done it, right? They just think differently, is all.
It makes me want... I think I want to ask, next time around this happens, I'm going to ask them, are you getting paid commission? I got to know.
Are you getting paid per ingredient?
I do. I got to know. Are you getting getting a boost on the upsell?
I don't know. Hey, what's the percent of the other options here, huh? What are we doing?
You know what really even more annoys me?
What's
is,
that?
Is I've gone into the same Subway like 3 weeks in a row.
So they know you.
They should. But right? They always ask me, what do I want? It drives me fucking nuts. I was like, I'm here every
just in case you change your mind, I guess. I don't know.
I know, but every time I come in, and even if I place an order of whatever, I always say, make it how it says.
You know, I do that too sometimes.
Right. But when I come in.
Because you read a description, say, I like the way that is. That description, yeah. I want that.
But I come in, and they've seen me for 3 weeks. And if I'm ordering, I will say just that, right? However it says. They still ask me if I would like to double the meat or if I would like extra with whatever. It's like, no, I just want what is written right
okay,
there.
So I'm going to agree with you, but at the same time.
You've seen me for 3 weeks order the same way.
I agree with you, but I also got to play the other side. You might come in looking fucking hungry, bro. Okay? You may look like you're famished. You're working a long day. You're fucking trotting.
It's 10 o'clock.
Dragging your feet in.
It's 10 o'clock. Calm down.
I'm just saying, they may perceive that and go, this boy needs some meat. He needs some more food. They might be just looking out for you.
Well, you want to look out for me, you should probably lower the prices.
No shit. Since when did ordering two sandwiches all of a sudden become $50?
Dude, one Subway sandwich, one large soda, $20 today. $10 a piece.
Right?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Okay, so I'm trying to go back to eating better, right? So, I went to the Starbucks. I didn't get any fucking bullshit food. I just got basically a cold coffee with some, it's just cream.
Yeah. Right.
You know, trying to get better again, getting older, a little saggy in the belly. You know how it goes. So, anyway, I do go to a local cafe in the area that I usually frequent when I'm working. And I do this because... better quality food, right? Support a local business. And I'd rather give them my money. What's fucked up is these people have been there for a while. So the business was, it was a different name, but it was always kind of a coffee shop cafe. But what happened was the older owners, I'm not endorsing that yet. Hold on. My brother's holding another product. We're not on to that yet. We're not on. Although we probably should because I used that for my business like you wouldn't believe.
Sprayway, world's best glass cleaner. Foaming action, ammonia-free, streak-free shine, clean, fresh scent.
I do stand behind that shit, by the way, guys.
A proud American company.
That's right.
Made with domestic and foreign...
It's still American. Leave it alone. So, hey, honestly, this glass cleaner, though, the Sprayway stuff, I use this like crazy because, we have all these fucking chandeliers. We got 120-something chandeliers in stock for rental. We use this stuff like you wouldn't believe. When the season's in
for
the weddings...
Do you buy that shit by the case?
I have. Okay. I actually have. This always goes out on the road. We use this to clean all the crystals, all the pentagogues, all that stuff on the chandeliers like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Anything like mirror tables, whatever. This stuff actually does work. So getting back to
We should call this episode the infomercial.
Looking for sponsors. So getting back to the cafe.
So we still got to plug this one more time.
We will. We'll get there. So the cafe I like to support. It was always a coffee shop cafe. So they had new owners. They bought it. It's probably been 2 years now or so. And it got to the point where they kind of know me now, like you said with that Subway.
Yeah.
So when I do go in, and I'll skip. I'm not there every day. So like a week could go by, but then they still know me, right?
Yeah.
So I come in, and the mother owns it, and the daughter helps out once in a while. And like today, I walk in, the daughter right away. She goes, oh, so you want your Kona Mocha? And you gonna have the piggyback bagel with that? And I'm like, nah, I want. She goes, are you sure? I'm like, I was thinking, fuck yeah, you're right. Let's just go with that. You know what I'm saying? It just got to that point where it's like, yeah. She goes, I'm just gonna make a decision for you. And I'm like, fine, yeah, I'm sure.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It's like,
well, I mean, there's
they
some,
get it.
There's
right?
positivity.
Yeah,
but
they get it.
There's a lot where you're like, come on, man.
But I'm going to shift this a bit because you know what sucks? Because I was just talking about supporting a local business, right? And, yeah. and there's a cool thing about supporting a local business. They care more about the customers and they get to interact with you more. And there's that part of it, which is cool. What was fucked up is when you got these local businesses that become like the backbones of the community. And in their case, for years, nothing on that corner. All of a sudden, Starbucks right across the street. Right a fucking... Like, they know exactly what they're doing, right?
Of course they do.
They research. This cafe, this building has been around and has been a cafe for, I gotta say, probably 10 to 20 years, maybe. And all of a sudden, after all that time, a Starbucks pops up on the corner. And guess what happens after that? Right behind the Starbucks, a fucking Dutch Brothers. It's like... Does this make any fucking sense? How many coffee options do you need right there on one corner? Look, there's like there's 15 to 20 Starbucks already in this town, which is, by the way, not a million people, right? And what's fucked is they do this. Yeah. They do this all the time to try to take out the other business. And after they do that, you know what they do? They look at the numbers and go, hey, we overspent. Let's close that location. What the fuck is that? Like you took a loss just to kill your fucking competition?
They're
like, that's pretty fucking evil. Like, why would you do that?
All right. Okay. I'll just out the city. I don't give a fuck. Ceres, California.
Yeah, fuck it, out them. Who cares?
Fuck it. There's a chicken, fast food chicken place that is scheduled to come in about another year or so.
A new one?
A brand new one. And apparently it's a really good one. It's a Hispanic one. My wife knows it. She's really into it. It's chicken. Fuck, I don't know. It's chicken. but that part is, it's supposed to go where the Cane's, Raising Cane's is, like right next door.
Really?
Right next door.
They could pull that move?
Nuts. This is where it gets hilarious. You know how you're talking about how, like...
Well, and in that same intersection, what do we got? Starbucks across the street. Right there, fucking Dutch Brothers.
Cane. Taco Bell. Right. McDonald's, a little further down is Wendy's.
But you hear like me, that. Though. Yeah. Well, but that's different, okay? So you got Taco Bell is different than chicken versus a burger joint. But coffee and coffee? Like, what the fuck are we doing?
But you know, hold on.
Okay, this is where we get the chicken. Right.
Okay.
Let's go. Chicken.
Okay, so the planning commission already approved the grounds for this place. It's already been voted on, blah, blah, blah. The mayor put in an injunction saying, do we really need competing chicken restaurants next door?
For real. For real.
Okay, but we have coffee, burger, but we can't have chicken next to each other.
What in the fuck?
But on the other side, there's the cross street. There's a KFC buried in the corner by a gas station.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
What the fuck is this dude talking about? It's the same thing when they got the mayor in Turlock. He was talking about too much similar items going up, but that one intersection is Starbucks.
Yeah, no shit.
And you're just kind of going, what are you guys, now you're all of a sudden mad? Like, you're mad that now we're going to start to regulate who can go where?
I think they should regulate, because it gets to the point where...
Yeah, but you've already done fucked up. You've already...
Well, I agree.
You know?
I think where the regulation should be more is regulating how close you put a large major corporate chain to an independent local business.
I'm starting to get a headache from,
you know what I'm saying?
Caffeine.
Holy. Are you?
Yeah, I've already had two of those.
You already had two of those Monster Zeros?
Yeah, and that's like, how much is it? 150, so I'm at 300 milligrams. Already.
300 milligrams?
I got a little headache going. I should probably cut down. Yeah.
Hey, so the regulation should be, Let's stop large corporate chains or entities from going in right next door, across the street or wherever, to a local business that has been a part of the community for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. Like, that's a fucked up move. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying don't let them in town.
It's when they drop
don't put them fucking next door.
It's like,
dude,
dropping a Walmart next to a General.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's bullshit. And I think that's where these city planners.
Are they elected positions?
Planners, I don't believe they are, no.
Yeah, so they just hire a dickhead.
No, but they do have planning committees
that vote on the shit.
Yeah,
on the zoning.
And I don't think the committee members are voted in on necessarily. I think you apply for the committee, and then, you know, there's like a interview. I tried to do that before for City Modesto for something years ago.
Yeah,
and you go through like this interview and all this bullshit, and they want to see, you know, should we have you on the committee, sort of thing.
Wow, they want to know if you really know how to plan a city. All right,
they want to know what your experience is and whatnot. I don't know. It's just how they vet people. But anyway, I think that they, county, cities, whatever, they get it wrong when they allow that bullshit because all they see is tax dollars in their eyes. They're like, oh, a giant Walmart, that's a lot of revenue. Yeah, but they also know how to get out of paying you all that tax too. So, you know, are you really winning?
They also know how to dump a building too.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, Sirius still has one.
They do it all the time. And now you're left with these giant, monstrous commercial structures that nobody else can fill or can afford to.
Or even want to.
Yeah. I mean, realistically. So I believe in competition, but not... I believe in fair competition. Fair competition makes sense, right? I don't know if you agree with me, but that's my take.
No, there should be fairness across the board on anything business related, in my opinion.
But to your point, too, is like, just using the chicken thing as an example, do we need three chicken places next to each other? Do we need fucking three coffee places? Like, literally, you could walk from one to the other.
I don't... And I think... none of them are affiliated. They're all franchise-owned, so it's different owners.
Yeah, they're all different.
But what makes it dumb is they're approving it. Like, you should be able to sit down and look at this and go, why do I need Starbucks on every corner of Monta Vista and Turlock?
Right. You know what's fucked up?
You should be able to sit there and go, no, that's not a good idea.
These people that run for these city positions, they're the first to go to the public and go, I support local business. I believe in supporting the little guy. And it is bullshit because as soon as they get elected, they turn their back and go, oh, tax revenue. Hey, yeah. We'll go ahead and approve another location number fucking 120 of Starbucks.
They're also the same dickheads that'll support the wage increases and then the fucking place closes because they can't pay anybody. Because it's a franchise.
And that happens. There's that happens to the franchisees, but it also happens to the local business owners, right?
Yeah, because they have to pay the freight. Yeah,
everybody has to pay the same, and they don't have the same volume to stay ahead of that cost. It's a fucked up situation.
Yeah, we brought the room down too.
Hey, listen, we have to talk about it. You know, it's something that's been happening, especially noticing more that the. You know, now that the economy's had, you know, 3.5 years under the fucking Biden Harris administration to you know, basically take a nosedive and make everything harder.
What a segue, kids.
It could be a segue. And, you know, they're always claiming that everything's okay, but as a local business owner, small business owner myself, and you working with a lot in your job, I'm sure you went across a lot. I mean, everyone else is telling a different story, right?
Yeah, so I just came out of a couple of gas stations, and they're talking about raising their prices again.
What? Really? On what? On the convenience items inside?
The convenience items.
Yeah, because they don't make that much money on the gas, by the way.
No, they don't, because they got to pay that fucking...
I think their percentage, I forgot what it was.
They
got to
pay that
low.
Bullshit tax.
Yeah.
To California, which is bullshit. And then they got to pay kind of like the movie theaters.
Speaking of that bullshit tax, it's supposed to go to the roads. I was driving around today. I was driving.
Oh,
my
shit.
Fucking mic. I'm getting so mad.
Oh, shit.
I was driving around.
I usually do that.
I'm going to fucking do it again. Watch. There we go. Bump it. So I'm driving around today.
I usually hit
that. I know. Usually you're the guy that does all that.
Wow.
But I'm driving around today, and I'm talking to Christine, and my fucking van's just getting rattled up. And I'm like, exactly what you said. I'm like, why do I pay all these taxes to just drive on these fucked up, like, aren't those taxes supposed to go to the roads, like to repair and maintain? Isn't that really a big, you know, part of the gas tax? A big part of that supposed to go towards maintaining?
Supposed to.
And now they're trying to
charge
per mile now to drive. Like, what the? Does any of it make sense anymore? I don't know. I know I'm going off topic slightly or whatever, but yeah, I don't know, man. Can we get back to just people giving a shit? How about that? Everybody give a shit a little bit.
Hey,
look, you don't have to love your neighbor, but you should at least respect your neighbor and help them out a little bit. Like, we don't have to all be dicks to each other and let giant corporations open right next to a mom and pop that's been there for 50 years.
I thought you were talking about regular neighbors. Like, you know, fuck those guys.
Oh, regular neighbors.
No.
Okay, so here's the thing with regular neighbors.
No. They're all dicks. Fuck them.
Sometimes, you know, have you noticed, though? Have you noticed? Man, we are jumping everywhere. Have you noticed, though, that communities, like, where you live... And this may not be for everybody, but I have seen it happen more and more. Because even on our street where there's, you know, house sales and changes hands and new people move in, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
That old sentiment of back like in the 50s and 40s, 50s, you know, 60s where everyone, like, you kind of talk to your neighbor. You kind of create this little community.
Yeah, you bring them cookies or
something.
That
shit
bullshit.
Doesn't happen no more, man.
No.
You say hello to somebody, they just give you a fucking sideways look. Like, what are you talking to me for? It's like, well, you live fucking next door. Right? I would hope I'd like to know whether or not you're some fucking crazy guy who hangs himself and jerks off every day while you're looking at, you know, whatever fucking kiddie porn. If you're that fucker, you need to go, right? I need to know what the fuck you are. I want to know who you are, period. Or it should be the other way. Let's get more positive on it. It should be like, hey, I want to get to know you because if some shit goes down, I want to know I can rely on you and you can rely on me, right? You're kind of protecting the neighborhood, getting to know each other. Nobody interacts anymore. They think it's weird and strange. Neighbors moved into us, neighbors moved into the house.
Let me examine that statement.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that played out.
How do they move into you?
No gerbils were involved. So basically they moved in next to... Were you really thinking about that? I just threw a curveball out there. Anyway.
All right, go ahead.
You're over that thought?
It was there. Hey, you said no gerbils. Like,
no gerbils were involved.
What the fuck you...
But anyway, neighbor moved next door.
Ah, all
right, normal. Got it. Correct.
That's normal. Yes.
Door.
Yes. Right, normal.
Yeah, so they bought the house. And I remember one night, we were literally just out, just watching, you know, checking out the front yard and whenever going for a walk, came back and the sprinkler was broken. Fucking just, you know, fucking Niagara, just going everywhere.
Yeah.
So we would go to knock on the door, and granted, it was like 8, whatever, at night, but we're knocking on the door, and I like to do this. I'm respectful. I'll back up from the door, right? I'm not going to be right on your door. I'm going to give you room so you know, hey, man, I'm giving you some room.
Yeah.
And we're just like, hey, we just want you to know we're walking by, and your sprinkler's broken. Like, you're just, you know, water's just going everywhere. The lady literally looks outside, and she just gives a sideways smile, shakes her head, and then she, like, fucking shrinks back and closes the door. And I'm like... I don't know if she heard me. I'm like, oh, fuck you then. You know, whatever. Fuck you and your sprinkler. I don't give a fuck. I hope that's $1,000 fucking bill. I hope that fucking thing goes all fucking night and floods into your fucking front door. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people are like that. People are like that. Or you get the other guy. You get the fucking, I got the other neighbor on the other side. You get the other guy. He's a little fucking bitch, right? Pulls the little moves. Cuts the little branches. Fucking throws them on your front yard. You know, does that shit.
Yeah.
When you're not looking, literally waits till you go inside or thinks you're not around before he starts hacking at everything and fucking mumbling under the breath. And then he happened to be the guy that goes out and say, yeah, what'd you fucking say? You know, you pull that shit and all of a sudden quiet. You know, you hear the little rattling, like a bunch of rattling. And all of a sudden it's like ultra quiet. You just hear, just wind. All of a sudden, fucking ass puckers up, huh, buddy? See, you got those assholes, too. And then they won't talk to you. Like, hey, you know, I want to talk to you about, like, I've even said it out loud because I know the fuckers hear me. Hey, you know, I'd be willing to go on your side and trim that for you. Nothing. Fucking crickets.
This is how I know.
What the fuck's wrong with people?
Let me tell you how I know my neighbor. I have never talked to any of my neighbors, and this is why. There was a homeless dude that stole some food out of some dude's garage on the other side of the street. So the guy chased the homeless dude down the street, and he came into where our house is, the intersection right there, and begins to beat him into the floor.
What the fuck?
For stealing the can of peas. And I'm talking...
Wait, so I'm sorry. Out of the garage, went into the garage to steal the...
Yeah, the garage was open.
Gotcha.
So he's beating him into the street. And he's like, this is kind of like my presentation to all the homeless people, so you never come do this again. It was that type of shit. Every neighbor got out, pulled their phone out for footage. None of them stepped in. None of them said anything. They just came out and quietly filmed it. Nobody called the police. And I'm sitting there in my yard watching this, and I'm like, I can't trust you, you,
exactly.
you. This fuck over here, because you're all going to fucking, you know, turn, hide, whatever the fuck it is when something happens.
They're all a bunch of bitches.
Because that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be like when you watch those videos, this dude's getting beat up by like 5 dudes, and everybody's filming rather than helping.
And you would expect that someone would check us. Hey, dude, what are you doing? What's going on?
Yeah, like, why are you fucking...
And even then, you got the point across. Fucking stop, bro. It's done.
The dude was bleeding from everywhere on his face, and he just kept going. It was the dumbest. I was like, the fuck am I watching?
I don't know.
And what's crazier is we have a house next door is renters, and the landlord's a piece of shit. And they've had, I don't know how many different people there, whatever points, doing whatever. They had one family there one time that was just a complete mess, shit everywhere, all kinds of crap, rats, whatever. They didn't give a fuck. And we would call and be like, look, man, they got their shit over here. They're like in my driveway talking, like shit like that. She would never fucking say anything. She wouldn't care. She would always text back, oh, that's your problem. So it got to the point where we filed, you know, basically a complaint of sorts with her. And then she actually had to come by.
Good.
And she saw the way the house was. And then she was like, I'm sorry. I didn't know. And she puts the
eviction. Well, you fucking know if you're watching and taking care of your own fucking property.
But she doesn't. So the eviction process was started. Now, these guys were very friendly until that happened. And then they turned into dicks. And they said.
Well, who turned into dicks?
The ones that were living there.
Of course they did.
Yeah, which I expected. But then it was like they turned their guns, so to speak, on us for every little thing until they got evicted.
Fuck them.
But the reason I bring this up is because across the street, there's another family that literally came and brought us food and thanked us for getting rid of them.
Oh, shit.
That was the only time I've ever seen them.
Because they were so bad.
But that was the only time I've ever seen that neighbor. Right. I brought that up to bring up this. I've never seen them after that. They've never come by after that. That was it. I thought we were going to be buds, but I guess not. I was like, what the fuck? I get a prize, but it was just the weirdest shit ever. And in that video thing, I'm just like, all of you guys are fucking weird. I don't even want to go near you. Like, I don't even, like, I'm going to stay
here. I think that too, when you see like these video clips of all this shit that goes down, you're right. It's like nobody's stepping in, but there's sure a lot of fucking footage.
Oh, there's a lot of footage. I'm sure that shit's on the internet at some point by now.
That's crazy.
Shit, is it?
I don't know. Maybe we'll throw that in another on the next episode. But you know, it's just like any incident where you see things happening, and the clips are always taken out of context too. They never show the whole thing. But at the same time, if you're that concerned, instead of just filming, just fucking step in, man. Just step in. Unless they're shooting each other with fucking submachine guns and shit. I mean, I get that, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to do that.
I don't know. Well, fuck. That was a hell of a rant of an episode. Dude, we're just angry today. We're just fucking angry. You know what? Summer's ended. People going back to school and I don't know. Stupidity just comes out. Stupidity comes out. You're supposed to be educating. You're supposed to be going back to school to get educated and be nice people. And the stupidity comes out. I don't know why. I don't know why it always happens around this time. Always. Yeah. Always. Anyway, want to wrap up?
I don't know. How long have we been going?
Hour, roughly. Close to.
Oh. I guess we should, huh?
Yeah.
All right, guys. That is episode 22. It's in the can. It was a bitch session.
Hold on. You got to get it in.
And I would like to close with another talking rain energy. Sparkling ice, plus caffeine, zero sugar, the blue can, blue raspberry, the best flavor on the market that they have. It'll give you about as much energy as a coffee at 70 milligrams. No sodium, no fats, no carbs, no proteins. It's just carbonated, flavored, tasty water.
Awesome. We are not endorsed. Talking rain. We're not sponsored. We have no relationship, and we're not responsible for your asshole falling out.
And talking rain beverage? Can you disregard that part? Yes. Brought to you by, hopefully, Talking Rain. Okay, that was... All right. Cool.
Hey, they're still going to pay us. It doesn't matter. We're the only ones talking about fucking sparkling rain. We're the only ones. Or sparkling ice. Whatever the fuck it is.
What a host ad read this would be if it came.
You know what? Our listeners... They'll drink it. If you can find it, you'll drink it.
Put this in the thumbnail sideways.
It's actually, I'm not going to lie, it's really not bad.
Put it in the thumbnail. I'm going to say it again. Thumbnail sideways, like that.
You know what? Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go further. We're going to put a link to the company in the fucking show notes. All right?
Oh, shit. You should. You should.
That's what we're going to do. I'll find it. I'll make sure there's a link. All right. So 22 done. Episode 22 done, right?
Yep.
We're good.
Bagged it.
We're out.
Tagged it. Bagged it.
The Dunzo. Angry rant episode and our poor attempt at, you know, reading
a lot of ads. That,
reading a lot of ads.
Yeah.
That,
not sure if they all panned
out. They're
not
legitimate ads, by the way, people. We're fucking around, but but still.
But if their sales go up.
But if you do happen to get in touch with us. I swear to God, I will flip like a motherfucker. I will be the best spokesman ever. This is the, man, this parking lot's the best shit I ever had. Motherfucking drink is good. You know what I'm saying?
Pallets.
I'll pull that.
Pallets.
I'll buy this shit by the truckload. Pallets. Fucking truckload. Everybody pallets. Needs a pallet of this in their garage. Before you go to work, you grab a can of fucking sparkling ice. Blue Raz, preferred, great stuff.
Cherry vanilla number two.
Get this in your system before you start your day.
Cherry vanilla number two.
That's it.
That's it.
All the, doesn't matter. All the flavors are all good. All the fucking flavors. All of them. All of them. Have them all.
All right, kids. We'll see you for episode 23 next week.
Next week. All right. Laters.